If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Hey, and welcome back to everybody to Paul Lisnick Behind the Curtain. We now shift gears a little bit to a very light and funny show that's been around for over 100 years. It's the Chicago Bar Association Christmas Spirit Show. And yeah, I mean, it's been around for over 100 years. Now, none of those cast members are still around from 100 years ago. Some come pretty close, actually, but not the ones with me today. So let me introduce you to those folks who are going to make the magic happen this year at the Studebaker Theater, which is really incredible. It used to be in a lot of other places, including the Sheraton Hotel. Back when I was in it, yes, back in the day, I was in this show as well. This is the 102nd year at the Studebaker, January 7th, 9th, and 10th. And joining me is my good friend and old-time friend, Jeff Marks, who's on the Jeff Committee. He practices law. He does all those things, but I think his heart has always remained with the bar show. He's written in it. He's performed in it and then has a real-time day job. And then Kate Kelly joins us, and I'm mentioning you next, Kate, because you are also a veteran performer going back quite a distance. We all love to live in the old days. At least I do. But you've stayed with it from the old days into the new days. And Carissa Meyer is with us, who's kind of like the key person as this show continues today, between making sure everything happens. This show is written well. It's parody. It's funny. It's music. It's dance. And it's all performed by a bunch of lawyers and judges who would much rather be on stage than in a courtroom. Some might be offended by that, but I think it's true. Carissa, let me come to you. So fair enough to say that like you all are lawyers. I mean, how would you describe what you do during the day, but even though you come alive at night when you do the bar show?
Yes. Well, I'm an insurance lawyer. So I would describe what I do during the day is probably nowhere near as fun as the exciting things that we get to do on stage at night. So I know for a lot of us, we have what I guess would be considered boring lawyer jobs, but we get to sort of get into our other personality with the bar show.
And by the way, every year we get a theme. The theme is always a play on something. Maybe sometimes it's a legal phrase, but sometimes it's just a phrase everybody knows. Shall we announce? I know it's out there, but what is this year's theme? And I know what it references, but some people might not.
Yes. Yeah, so the theme is Moo Court. And for those of the non-lawyers, it references Moot Court, which is something that actually lots of law students do in order to get them ready to go in front of judges and argue cases. But ours is about one particular trial that we've made up, which is about Mrs. O'Leary's cow and whether or not that cow actually started the Chicago fire or not. So we're delving into not only the law, but Chicago history. So
I would defend the cow if it were up to me, but I'm not in the show anymore, so that's the way it goes. Jeffrey, I want to come to you as a person who clearly has the longest history in doing this. First of all, a couple things to address. Number one, some people might think, well, it's put on by lawyers and judges. I'm not a lawyer. Why would I go? So let's talk about the fact that, listen, in the old days, this is what law firms used to bring their clients to, their non-lawyer clients, because people had a blast in this thing. And do you remember some of the past names of some of the shows?
Sure. Beauty and the Brief, The Lean King. Those were Disney years. There's just 102 different funny titles.
Right.
You know, but one of the questions that you ask is, you know, why would somebody want to come to the show? It's really topical. The talent on the stage is fantastic, but let me just tell you that the talent behind the stage is top rate. They're almost everybody is a Jeff Award winner. The director, the choreographer, the scenic design, the sound design, our projections are all Jeff Award winners. So, and we have a professional band. So it's really top notch, close to Broadway, not quite. But the talent on stage, though talented lawyers, they are lawyers.
And Kate, you too are kind of a veteran performer here. So what would happen if during the course of the show, the run of the show, something happens that's pretty major in the field of politics or law or something? Does it get ignored because the show is already written?
Heaven forbid. Absolutely not. We have rewritten the show night to night. For example, in the Bush Gore when it was in the Supreme Court, or when Governor Blagojevich got arrested the morning that we opened, Jeff had to learn a whole new song and came out and did it. And each night it changed as the news changed.
So, Carissa, what that tells us is even though we can think of like these professional actors out there, Tom Cruise, whatever, or actually people who do television who are, or Broadway, who are often given script changes, here's what you need to do tonight. And we sort of say, well, this is what they do for a living. But this is not what your cast does for a living. So does it throw anybody when you say, we got a new script tonight and a new scene we have to do?
It never throws. We're consummate professionals. I'll tell you that. I mean, I think because we love it so much and because a lot of us have done it for so long and maybe we came from theater, you know, in a past life, I think we just love making sure that the show is the best it can be. And so everybody always is behind stage, memorizing new things, you know, tweaking things here and there, trying to make the performance, you know, the best it is. So.
And Jeff, you and I can go back to sort of a classic group of writers, Julian Frazen, who's still around, Lenny Rubin, who's still around, John Corkery, who recently, sadly, just passed away not very long ago. But that being said, can you talk about, because you were part of that team, you were there, talk about what putting a show together was like. What happened in that writer's room?
So it was similar to the Sid Caesar's Your Show of Shows. Carl Reiner, Mel Brooks, Paul Simon.
Imogene Coca.
Yes. And that is kind of what it's like. The chief writers will come up with ideas, sometimes farm it out to the newer, younger writers, do a draft, and then tweak it. And, you know, that part of it. And then we'll get to rehearsals and we'll do the number and the writers might say, you know what, this may be funnier if we change this to this and that kind of thing. So it really gets tweaked along the way, but very similar to a professional writers team. Or maybe the audience may remember the Dick Van Dyke Show and the premise behind it with the people in the writers room. That's kind of close to what it was like.
And Kate, it's all about the music for me. That was always my favorite part. It's what I love to see at the show. In my day, by the way, I was blessed with getting to do numbers like everything is made Chicago or Illinois or something centric. So at the time I did it, the American Dream from Miss Saigon became the song Chicagoan's Dream. And I believe I actually closed the show with that, which got a lot of people mad at me because I wasn't around all that long to be allowed to close the show. But anyway, I said, sorry, get over it. But you know, some of these just great, great songs that get written, how important, I mean, those songs are everything, right? People hear this familiar melody, but the incredible writing that goes along to add the parody, the rhymes, the references.
It's amazing when you hear the rhymes. When I start memorizing one of the songs I've been given, I'm like, wow, that's clever. This year we have Hairspray. One of my favorite numbers in the show is from Hairspray, and it is a song that people remember. But sometimes we use brand new Broadway tunes that people aren't familiar with, but they're catchy, and it lends itself to our parody performance.
And by the way, Jeff, of course, we're using Broadway songs. Probably a lot of time goes into making sure everybody gets all the rights and checking things out and all that lawyerly stuff.
Let's talk first about there's more modern songs that we're also using. We have rap songs. We have current songs by top artists that are current songs. So it's really topical.
Which is great. Carissa, do you have fun things when the casting starts to happen and all that? Is there something you say, this is the kind of thing I want to do?
Sometimes I will. Sometimes I will say, you know, I think I would be good at that, or I'd really like to do that. Particularly this year, you may or may not see me as a tap dancing pig, you know, which is really, if you think about it, you know, a character, you know, that everybody always wants to play, but you only get to do it in the bar show.
By the way, political figures, I'm guessing we will see the mayor. We will see the president. You know, we will see very well-known political figures. They show up. So how does the bar show, and Jeff, you might chime in on this too, the notion of saying, you know, we're in a very polarized society, but the bar show finds that way to make sure everybody's laughing and nobody's really getting offended whatever side of the aisle you might live on.
And a lot of our numbers are about Chicago in general, not about a political person necessarily. And we pull from so many different kinds of songs for so many different kinds of things, the weather or Jeff Bezos's wedding. So it's not always political. There's things that everyone will know about as well.
And I agree with Kate said. And also, if we do skewer politics. We try to be an equal opportunity skewer. So we'll do both sides and make a fun of something from either side. We do make fun of Democrats. We make some funs of Republicans. And it's I think everybody would enjoy poking fun at everybody.
By the way, Jeff, do you spend, I'm sure all of you too, but because you've been around the longest, do you like even in say March 1st, are you already looking at the newspaper going, this could be good for this year?
Yes, the writers are, we close the show and then the writers are immediately looking at what's happening. The big issue for the writers is if something happens in March, will it still be relevant the next January? And will it be something that we could make a song out of? So there are probably 100 songs that are contemplated doing a draft and then they get discarded because they're no longer in the news and topical. So that's the issue.
Carissa, you know, if this were a Broadway show, it would be taking months that, you know, I mean, the rehearsals go on forever, day, night, whatever. You all have real jobs. You probably don't get that much time to put this show together.
You know, we don't get as much time, no, as the actual professionals, I will say. But we do start in about early October now, you know, with weekend rehearsals and Tuesday night vocal rehearsals, and then, you know, we do a long run of rehearsals in December, and everybody, you know, really just kind of steps up and learns their part. But there is a lot of, you know, this is your assignment and go learn it, and learn the choreography and come back and, you know, make it great.
And Kate, my guess is, I mean, you've been with this for so long, as has Jeffrey. I mean, you know, look, I did it for several years and then life just kind of moved on for me. There are some people in the show who just, man, you're going to be there till the end of time. This is, you love this so much.
Indeed, it gives me an outlet besides singing at church gigs and church in general. This is my chance to be on Broadway, right? I've been in the show over 30 years, and this year recently had to take on a different role and drop what I was doing because we had a cast change. So you talk about learning things fast. I have even less time to get something memorized and under my belt. Luckily, I knew the song.
And Jeff, I think you go back even more than 30 years.
I'm 45.
All right. So having said that, my question just is this. Do you have as much fun with it today as you did 45 years ago, or do you say, ah, the good old days?
No, I have fun because the talent is there's a lot of young talent on stage. It's really inspiring. The only thing I have a little bit regret about is my knees are not working quite as good. And where I used to be able to do the lead tap dance numbers, I cannot do that anymore.
For now. That's why God invented Athletico. Guys, I want to thank you very much for being with me. I want to encourage everybody to see this year's Moo Court, the Chicago Bar Association's Christmas Spirits, 102nd year. If you go once, you'll go back every year because that's great. And now at the Studebaker Hotel, the old days it used to be at a hotel or the Blackstone, different. The Studebaker, man, this is like real space. You're in real theater territory now. Studebaker is such a great space to be in. It plays January 7th and 9th and 10th. And tickets, easy website to remember, barshow.org. Barshow.org. That is easy. My thanks for all of you. And I need to get you each your Behind the Curtain with Paul Lisnik mug so that you can sit backstage and drink your hot tea before you go on. If, by the way, our viewers say, I want one of those, WGNTV.com/store, and you too can buy one. You guys don't have to buy one because you're paying with your lives to do this show every year. Break legs, everybody. It's going to be fantastic. Barshow.org is the tickets. I appreciate you all, and it was
Thanks,
great working
Paul.
with you for the years I
Thank
was there.
you.
Thanks, everybody, for watching us, Paul Lisnik, Behind the Curtain. We'll see you next week.